This is the Studs and Busts Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts, Rob and Gary.
All right, and welcome back to Studs and Busts. I'm Rob. This is Gary here. We took a week off from the podcast. We had some issues to deal with.
Some real life issues. But now we're back to the fantasy world, so.
And, yeah.
I'm just going to repeat everything I say.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat everything you say. I just did it again, motherfucker.
All right, sounds good.
So, rough week for both our fantasy squads.
Don't even let me get started, because I'm going to go on a little rant here.
All right, go ahead.
About the goddamn New York Giants. How they are my favorite team, but for some reason, the past 2 weeks, they decided to screw over my fantasy team.
All right.
Last week, well, week one, Victor Cruz. Played against them, had to score 3 touchdowns. And you would think that, okay, if I lose my fantasy game, maybe they'll win in real life. They lose that game. This week, Broncos DN, doing real well. They decide they need to score a couple touchdowns. What does it do? Take away points from my my fantasy team, and my real team couldn't even pull off the win. So, kind of tired of the Giants right now. They need to figure out if they're going to win in real life. And if they're not going to win in real life, they need to stop screwing me over in my fantasy life.
And not only for you, I mean, if you're a fan of any football team, if you're living in the New York City area, as are we, you know, the Giants lost, the Jets lost on Thursday night, the Eagles lost to the Chargers, the Redskins lost to the Packers, terribly, I might add. The Cowboys lost to the Chiefs. Who else? The Bills won.
Yeah, that was cool. Last second win. Last second touchdown.
Yeah, I guess. So,
you know, I always like seeing teams like the Bills win a game. You know, they don't get them too often, but when they do, it's kind of always like it's like a miracle that they did win, and it was kind of a thrilling end to the game, so I don't know.
All right. If you say so, man. I don't know. Shit. Anyways, we're going to continue to give you some fantasy advice, even though our teams are sucking right now.
Just one of my teams is sucking. My other team's doing real well.
Well, I've scored about around average 100 points for the past 2 weeks, and both weeks I've lost. So you can still trust our advice here. Just hopefully you don't get screwed playing Aaron Rodgers when he decides to have a career day and put up 35 points in standard ESPN scoring.
Yeah, he did pretty well.
That's not good.
He had to show, Peyton Manning from Peyton Manning's Week One, you know, game that he's not as he's equally as good and valuable. So
they're both pretty good quarterbacks. All right, so Week Three we are entering here.
A lot of injuries.
And just before we get into Week Three, I want to go ahead and say that we had a bet a couple weeks ago, if you remember that.
Yeah, and
what,
I did.
What
lose.
Did you? What did you bet me?
I bet you that Giovanni Bernard would have
a better fantasy day than Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy. But he had a better weekend than Eddie Lacy, you know that much.
Well, he had a better this past Sunday than Eddie Lacy had.
Yeah.
Because Eddie Lacy got fucking rocked and his head almost taken off.
On the first run. His first run for 10 yards. It looked real promising.
He got me 1 point, so that didn't help my team either.
But back Jesus to the bet. Christ. So what was the wager? I think we had to have someone come up with it, or what was the wager?
I don't remember what the wager was.
Oh, so how about this? I just buy you drinks on Sunday at the when we go out for the game?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Wow, I'll never drink another beer.
Beer here!
I'll take 10.
Okay.
And you guys can still email us and give us some ideas about what else Gary should do for making that stupid bet and losing
it. We'll have another bet today.
We'll have another bet,
Why don't we have 2 bets since we missed last week? We'll have 2 bets.
All right, that sounds good.
And then we'll go from there and you guys will pick what the winner gets.
Studs and busts at mail.com, not Gmail, just mail. Send in any old bullshit you want to send us. We'll read it on the show. And that's pretty much it. I think next week we're going to shoot to have a guest on. Am I correct?
Yes. We have a couple people who want to come on, so we'll, you know.
We have a couple people that think they know about fantasy football that want to come on and teach you guys a thing or two. So we're going to have a guest on next week, and we'll just let them come on and surprise you, and we'll talk about it then.
All right. Sounds good.
So, I think we should start out with what you usually start out with when you go into your week three preparation, and that's hitting that waiver wire after you even had a loss or even had a win. You're still hitting that waiver wire. That's another thing too. Sometimes teams, you know, fantasy teams, they win a lot and they stop paying attention to the waiver wire because they think their team's doing so good and they don't, you know. Always keep an eye on that waiver wire. You never know. If a guy has a huge week and he's gaining momentum, take him, stash him on your bench, get rid of someone who's not doing shit, even if your team's doing well. Because, like Eddie Lacy, for me on Sunday, he's one, you know, your running back could be one hit in the head away from being sidelined and injured, and then that could take your whole team down.
And then having their backup come in there.
Having the backup come in.
Have a, what, 100 yards for the first time in God knows how long? The Packers, so.
I don't know what it was. Whatever.
I'm saying, that's a waiver wire pickup right there.
Okay, so there you go. So pickups for week three. We're starting out with James Starks, Green Bay running back. Eddie Lacy's, I think he's questionable for this week, though.
I think even if Eddie Lacy does come back, Starks' performance was so good that, I would still.
But Eddie Lacy was good in week one.
He was.
Got me like 11 points, and he was going to have a big day on Sunday if he didn't get hurt the first fucking run.
Yeah, his first one run was 10 yards, so. But then he decided to leap up in the air, and then he got hit in the head. But like I was saying, I think Starks is, he's going to be competition for him, you know? They're going to be splitting carries, and I don't think him coming in there was very good for Lacy.
All right, well, take a shit on my fantasy team, Gary.
I'm just saying, hey, I'm not talking about your team in particular. I'm just talking about, you know.
Well, Sunday night I was ready to throw myself off my fucking house. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I was here, so I remember.
Anyways, enough about us. So, James Starks is worth a look. He's going to get some carries, as Gary said. He's going to get some playing time. He did a good job. I mean, I don't know how well he'll do because the Redskins looked like they were just taking a spanking from the Packers, and it didn't matter who they gave the ball to.
They had
success.
They got beat everywhere. Through the air, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers, and then through the ground, they got beat. So they couldn't stop anybody.
They got their ass beat all over the fucking field. All right, let's move to wide receiver. Our pickup for the week would have to be
Royal.
Eddie Royal.
And that's, I have first
San
waiver
Diego
priority.
Chargers.
So
San Diego Chargers wide receiver, Eddie Royal. This guy in week one had two touchdowns. 24 yards, and when a guy has one good week, you think, oh, okay, you know, one good week, that's it. He'll probably go back to giving you 2 or 3 points the next week, you know, unless it's one of your studs. But in week two, this guy racks up 90 yards and 3 touchdowns. 27 points in standard ESPN scoring.
And you know another thing that's good for Eddie Royal is the fact that, well, it's not good for their team in general, but Malcolm Floyd got destroyed, and he is out.
He did get rocked.
So, obviously, right off the bat, even if he wasn't doing so well, Eddie Royal's value just went up a lot, too.
That's true.
So.
And he has a knack for the end zone. Phillip Rivers is actually looking pretty good this year so far. We don't know if he's going to, you know, hit that decline that he does sometimes. But so far, he's looking pretty good. We had our running back pickup of the week. We had our wide receiver pickup of the week. Let's go to our tight end pickup of the week, Gary.
Martellus Bennett.
Yep.
Black man with Mickey Mouse hands.
Yeah, you heard that clip that we read on the air in the first episode. It didn't look like these guys were catching a lot of chemistry, but as it happens often in the NFL, when something looks like it's not connecting, for some reason when the regular season hits, things turn around and change. So.
Yeah, he looked great, and there was a point where I thought he was going to be injured because he hit the camera, came back, and ended up winning a game-winning touchdown. So. He looks like he looked going to him a lot, and it's not just him. I mean, it's not just your boy, Brandon Marshall, that he's throwing to. He's also throwing to Bennett. And,
hey, he's not my boy. He's Jay Cutler's boy.
Well, yeah, Jay Cutler's boy. Sorry. That's like Bennett now is his boy.
He's his boy
and
toy.
We have an Oreo cookie now. You got Brandon Marshall and Martellus Bennett on the outside and Jay Cutler in the middle. So,
all right. And Martellus Bennett, to give you some stats here, so you know we're not bullshitting you. Week one, he had 3 receptions, 49 yards, and a touchdown. And then, like we said with Royal, we didn't know if it was just a fluke performance. He came back the next week. He had 7 receptions for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns. So this guy looks like he's here to stay in the Chicago offense. And he's a big target. I liked him a lot when he was in New York. He was good on the Cowboys, and he's good now.
I'm a cowboy. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Very, very good.
Are there any quarterbacks to look out for?
I'd say maybe Tannehill.
Yeah.
For someone like, if you needed a quarterback, possibly maybe even on a bye week, stashing Tannehill is not too bad. The Dolphins do look pretty good. Their defense is pretty serious. He actually has a big target out there now. He likes his tight end a lot. He likes the receiver a lot. They have a good running game. So stashing Tannehill is not too bad to have him on your bench for a bye week, because so far it looks like he's putting up solid numbers. And Cleveland's defense was pretty good, and he put up a decent number. I think he would have scored one touchdown for 272 yards, but still. Yeah, he's doing decent.
Standard ESPN scoring, he's got 12 points in week one. He's got 14 points in week two. His numbers are inclining as well. And, hey, he might. That's pretty good numbers for someone sitting on most waiver wires. We play in a 12-team league, and he's in our waiver wire. So he should be on yours, unless you got a couple of Dolphins homers in your league.
And I want to throw one more wide receiver out there to possibly get. I mentioned him yesterday, the last time as a sleeper, Marlon Brown.
Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah. He's getting a lot of looks. Two touchdowns in the first two games. Obviously, with Jacoby Jones being out, he's going to get a lot more looks. I think even with Jacoby Jones coming back, he still might even, get a lot of looks.
Marlon Brown, 4 receptions, 65 yards and a touchdown in week one. 4 receptions, 45 yards and a touchdown in week two. He's pretty much only valuable if he keeps hitting that end zone, which he has been so far. Yeah. So he's worth a look. If you're, you need wide receiver help, he's worth a look. So pick him up. Anyone else you can think of here? Running back, we knew was going to be super thin this year. We said James Starks. Maybe somebody like Jason Snelling is worth a look now. You just gave me something about Steven Jackson.
Yeah,
he's going to be out.
Steven Jackson is going to be out this week. He's definitely out. They named that. They said that today, and he's possibly going to be out for 2 to 4 weeks with the usual Steven Jackson soft tissue leg injuries. So, yeah, he's out for 2 to 4 weeks. So, Snelling's someone to pick up. He got the goal line carry last week. And also, if he's still on your waiver wire, which I don't think he should be, Jaquizz Rodgers.
Is he still on ours?
No, he's not. But
bastards.
You never know if anyone else, any other,
Yeah, he might be on somebody's. He's playing 10-team league or something like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, definitely pick up one of those running backs for the Falcons, because, like I said, 2 to 4 weeks he's supposed to be out.
All right, I think that's pretty good information for pickups of the week. You got a quarterback you might need, running back, wide receiver, tight end. All right, Gary, I think right now you're going to give all the listeners a injury report so they know who to start and who to stay away from this week in fantasy. Let's hear it.
Also keep an eye on until, some players might have late games, so keep an eye on it. But a couple big stars got injured. Andre Johnson left with a concussion. He was on an exercise bike the next day. He's passing a couple of tests. Obviously, still early in the week, but the coach seems like he's very positive. And DeAndre killed it once he went down. So that's another waiver wire pickup to get. Another person, Reggie Bush got injured this weekend.
Oh shit!
Injured his knee, but very similar to Andre Johnson. He's doing well with tests, and the coaches seem to be very encouraged by what he's done. So he should be out there playing this week, but keep an eye on it. You never know what could happen during the week. Like we said earlier, obviously Steven Jackson's out for the rest of the was out for this game for the next 2 to 3 weeks. So we already went over that. Maurice Jones-Drew was injured, but he says he's going to play this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else is fucking new?
Yeah, so says he's going to play. We'll see what's going to happen. Keep an eye on that. Big name, first round pick, Ray Rice got injured.
I do have Bernard Pierce on my bench, so that's good for me.
Yeah, that is good. That's someone else. If he's sitting on the waiver wire.
Well, how long is he going to be out?
He says he's going to probably play this weekend, but you don't think it's too serious? But what it is a hip flexor strain. So, that's something they're going to monitor the rest of the week. You don't know. He still hasn't practiced, but they're going to keep an eye on that and see what goes on. But like I said, monitor that throughout the week or before your game. See what's going on and keep an eye on that, because you never know if that'll flare up and he might not be able to play. But if he doesn't play, you all know who to get. Outside of that, Malcolm Floyd is not going to probably be back for a while. They had him in a hard, cast on his neck.
Oh.
So, not even like the soft one you wear in a car accident. Just,
yeah, he definitely got his shit pushed in on Sunday.
Yeah, he got rocked, wasn't moving or whatever. So, he's definitely going to be out. Darius Hayward-Bey had a shoulder injury, but that came out negative, so he should be able to play this weekend. And we know Eddie Lacy. So,
Right. Well, why you keep bringing it up?
Well, it's the injury report. You know, it's not always about your team. There's other teams out there who have Eddie Lacy.
Bro.
It's all right, man. I lost Andre Johnson this week. I was sitting there wondering why he only had, like, you know, 7 points. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And then, you know, at the end of the game, I realized I had a concussion. So, it happens.
Awesome. So, all right. We're about to play a week three version of This Guy or That Guy.
This Guy or That Guy.
The sound effect.
Yeah, I know, bro. Thanks for our good AV department we have here. This Actually, guy. There's no video, so it's just an A department.
Audio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm basically going to go through some of the games with you, Gary, and I'm going to give you guys that are on the same team, or maybe running backs that are playing each other, and you're going to tell me, this guy or that guy, who's going to have the better day.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
All right, Thursday night game, Kansas City Chiefs at Philadelphia Eagles. Andy Reid returns home to Philadelphia. Jamal Charles or LeSean McCoy? Who's got the bigger day?
Jamal Charles. Eagles defense is garbage.
Okay.
LeSean McCoy's going to have a big day regardless of what defense he goes up against, but the Eagles defense is just terrible. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They can't stop anybody, hence why all their games are high-flying and high-scoring. Their offense can score, but like I said, their defense can't stop anyone from scoring, so that's the reason why their games have been so high.
And that is me and Gary's number one picks playing each other.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Didn't notice that until you just pointed that out.
Okay, so now going to the games on Sunday, 1 o'clock, Texans at Ravens. If you are to pick a Ravens wide receiver to have a better fantasy day, is it going to be Torrey Smith or is it going to be Marlon Brown?
I'm going to go with Marlon Brown.
Yeah?
Yeah. Torrey Smith is their number one. They're obviously going to try to double team him. And I think Marlon Brown is still underneath the radar where a lot of teams really aren't focusing on him.
All right. That makes sense. Giants at Panthers. We're going to talk about the Giants running game a little bit here because there is no such thing as it.
Yeah, 23 yards for the whole team
so
last week.
That's god-awful.
Pathetic. Pathetic. Oh, God.
So this guy or that guy, if you got a running back, that's a New York Giant. David Wilson, Brandon Jacobs, Darrell Scott, this guy, that guy, this guy, or that guy. Who do you want?
I'm going to go Wilson. He's going to get a lot more of the carries. Jacobs, we saw, he got a couple carries, but, you know, he did get the goal line. But I think that Wilson is going to get a bigger bulk of them. Darrell Scott got a late touchdown last week. I don't even take that as being even, you know, valuable in fantasy. They were down. They just obviously benched their real running backs and put him in, and he scored. So, like I said, Wilson, I think he'll be the one who's going to get a majority of the carries, and he'll end up with more points.
All right, so Sunday we got the Lions at the Redskins. We know, as you said earlier, Reggie Bush is hurt, but they also said that they want to try and play him. So this guy or that guy, who are you plugging in at running back? Reggie Bush with the injury, or are you going with a guy, Joique Bell, to start for Sunday?
I think they're both going to get a lot of carries. They both have been doing that. They've been, you know, well doing that, but I think Bush ended up with more points. You know, like you said, it's not that serious of an injury. He's doing well already. And, you know, if they're going to start him, I can see him doing well, especially against that Redskins defense that's not that good either. I think they're both going to do real well, but Bush will end up with more points.
Okay. Let's go right now to the Chargers are going to be visiting the Titans on Sunday. Which running back do you think is making a better fantasy impact? Is it going to be Ryan Matthews or is it going to be Chris Johnson?
I'll say Chris Johnson. I think that there's not much offense besides Chris Johnson on the Titans. Also, what you've been seeing, Phillip Rivers has been passing the ball a lot more. So, you know, compared to the two running backs, Ryan Matthews looked good last week. I think they'll both have good fantasy points, but I think I'll go with Chris Johnson.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Sunday, 1 o'clock, we got the Cardinals visiting the Saints. This should actually be a pretty good game, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, two dome teams playing inside. Should be good.
Two teams that like dome, and they like to throw the ball a lot. Should be good. But let's not talk about in the air. Let's talk about on the ground. This guy or that guy for the Cardinals, Rashard Mendenhall, or Andre Ellington, both who had strong weeks this past week.
Yeah, they both did. They both scored a touchdown. I was still going to go with Mendenhall. He's a starter. I know they want to get Ellington into the game a lot more, get him a lot more carries, but Mendenhall is going to start the game. He's going to get a bulk of the carries. So I'm going to go with Mendenhall there.
Okay. Also, Sunday at 1 o'clock, we got the Buccaneers at the Patriots. Let's talk about the Patriots wide receiver core. Who do you like here?
Edelman, and that's about it. You know?
Yeah.
The two rookies they had couldn't catch a touchdown. They caught one touchdown. Dobson caught a touchdown, but other than that, I mean, they looked to them so many times, and they just dropped the ball, literally and figuratively.
They barely beat the Jets.
They barely did. And that's the Patriots at home. They should have been doing a lot more than that. Barely beat them. But like I said, I would just go with Edelman. That's about it. I mean, Amendola's not going to be back this week. Gronk's not going to be back this week. So Edelman's the man. He's the guy to go to.
Okay. Packers at the Bengals, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Let's see here. Are you going Eddie Lacy or James Starks there?
The funny thing is I was thinking you would do the same thing for the Bengals running backs, too.
All right. Talk about them both.
I don't think Lacy's going to play, man. I don't know. I can't see him playing. And even if he did, I think Starks, his performance is enough to take the value away from Lacy.
Okay.
That's just my, you know, and if he does come in, you know, I know they like Lacy a lot, and, you know, maybe I'm wrong, and your team, you know, won't suffer, which I know it's probably a reason why you have your voice changed, you look a little tense.
Yes, I am.
But I think Starks is going to be the man there for a little bit, you know, or at least take a lot of the carries away from Lacy.
I know he's going to. Yes, this is true.
So, just saying, his performance was strong, so.
Bengals have a better D, though.
They do have a better D.
Than the Redskins had. So we'll see what they do.
Yeah.
Packers like to shoot the ball down the field anyway. So
Bengals defense is no joke through the air and on the ground. So that should be a good matchup.
All right. The Bengals running backs. Go ahead.
Well, my course, I decide to bench Giovanni Bernard and he scores 2 touchdowns. So like I said, I think he's going to be a big part of their offense. Moving forward, I think I still like him more than Ben Jarvis.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
He's so fast. You know, they're going to try to get him the ball. You can run on the Packers defense, so they're both going to get carries, but I think just Giovanni's so fast, man. He can hit him with a screen, a quick little dump off pass. So I'm going to go over Giovanni on that one.
All right. So also Sunday at 1 o'clock, we got the Rams visiting the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Rams should go in there and kick their ass.
I hope so.
I don't know.
The way NFC East is looking, anyone can kick their asses at any time, so.
I know.
That's any of the teams.
It's a sad thing. We'll go with the Rams wide receivers, Chris Givens. He's played pretty well in week 2. Had 105 yards receiving. And we'll put him up against Tavon Austin, who also had a good week. 47 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Don't forget Austin Pettis, too.
Austin Pettis.
He had a good week also.
Another St. Louis wide receiver also had a touchdown and 78 yards. So out of these three guys, who do you think has got the advantage here? Or are they all going to do good again?
They've been spreading the ball.
That was Atlanta.
They did spread the ball around a lot, but I'm going to go with Tavon Austin. That was the big guy coming out of preseason that they wanted to get the ball to. They wanted to get it to him a lot. He did, you know, he showed up, did his thing. I think that's the guy they're going to go to a lot. Like I said, he's been spreading the ball around a lot to all three of our receivers, but I think Tavon Austin will be the recipient of more touchdowns.
Okay. We got the Cleveland Browns visiting the Minnesota Vikings Sunday, 1 o'clock. Who's going to have the bigger day running back there? Is it going to be Trent Richardson or Adrian Peterson? I mean, I know every owner is starting them regardless, but what do we think? What kind of fantasy insight do we see for these guys this weekend? We know that studs can also put up very poor performances as well, so let's talk about
it. Well, there's a lot of things to talk about this game. One, being both defenses are pretty good. Okay.
Okay.
Two, both running backs are pretty good.
This is true.
But AP's AP for a reason. He's going to have a better day. Trenton's going to have a good day, too, because Josh Gordon comes back, so that takes a lot of the pressure off him as well. So I'm going to go with AP, but I still think Trent Richardson is going to have a very good day as well. You know what I mean? They're going to look out for Cameron. They're going to look out for Gordon. And then they're going to have Trent Richardson there. So it opens it up for him to run a little bit.
I think I might have to bring up our bet here, Gary.
What? You want to do a bet here?
I think this is where we're going to drop the bet.
Okay.
I'm going to say Trent Richardson has a bigger day.
Than AP at home?
Yep.
I don't really want to do this bet, but I'll do it. I'll go with AP. AP will have a bigger day.
More fantasy points in ESPN standard scoring. We don't do PPR and shit like that, so we're going to come back after Sunday's games, and we'll think about what the winner of that bet owes each other.
Okay. Sounds good. You guys email us, like we said, and tell us what you want the
studsandbus@mail.com. Send us an email. Give us some pretty good ideas of how to suffer if we lose.
Okay.
That bet. Falcons at the Dolphins, 405. I feel like these teams don't belong playing each other. I don't know. It just feels like they never have played each other.
And this will be my upset of the week, I feel like. I think Dolphins are going to win this game, man.
You're dropping your upset of the week right now?
My upset of the week, I think, is Dolphins are going to beat the Falcons. The Dolphins look legit.
Okay.
No Steven Jackson. A hurt Roddy White. I think Dolphins are going to pull this one off. But that's besides the point. Let's go here with this guy or that guy. So which guy or that which guy?
Let's talk about the Falcons wide receivers.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones is the man there. Okay. Let's talk about Matt Ryan or Ryan Tannehill. Who's going to have a bigger day?
Matt Ryan will have the bigger day. Tannehill will have the W.
That's what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving right along. 425. Bills at the Jets. CJ Spiller?
Yeah. Oh,
you want to go? Or Fred Jackson?
Well, so far, my prediction with Fred Jackson has been correct. He has been scoring very well. And I believe he has more points than CJ Spiller at the moment.
You did say that in podcast number one.
Yes, I did.
Listen up, people.
But CJ Spiller did come on last week. I will say he has a bigger day. But like I said in the beginning of the season, I think that by the end of the year, that Jackson will have the bigger year.
And going back to the Patriots for a minute, you can remember me on podcast number one saying Tom Brady loves his little white guy, and I mentioned Julian Edelman's name when it seemed almost silly to say him because he hadn't been proven, and he had a big week one, decent week two, but I think moving ahead, he's going to be solid also. So I just had to let them know about, you know.
You were right.
Got to let you guys know about the things that me and Gary are saying right now.
Yeah.
And the things we've said on the previous shows that have came true. And if you listen to us, you'll win your league. Okay. Even though we're both 0-2. Anyways,
I'm 0-2 in one league. The other league, I'm 2-0. So.
All right.
And that's a PPR league.
Well,
so.
This is our league together. So, anyways, 425 Sunday. Indianapolis Colts at the 49ers.
Okay.
49ers D, very strong unit.
Mm-hmm.
Colts have very good wide receivers. Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton.
Also, the emergency. The emergence is emergence. No, emergency. That's the stupid shit you take when you're sick. The emergence of Ahmad Bradshaw.
I have some up there if you need some.
I think I might need some. It's getting cold outside. But Ahmad Bradshaw came and he brought a new element to this team. He actually ran the ball real well and he scored a touchdown. So it's another weapon for Andrew Luck to have. But go ahead. This guy, that guy.
I'm going with the wide receivers. Who's going to have a big day here?
Reggie Wayne didn't have that good of a day last week. He'll have a good day. Actually, I don't know. I forgot about the 49ers defense being real good. No, I'm still going to go with Reggie. I think Reggie Wayne's Reggie Wayne, and he's going to do good. He'll score.
What was up with the 49ers on Sunday night?
Nothing was really up with them. The Seahawks are just a better team, and they are for real.
But both of these teams looked like they didn't know how the hell to do anything in the first, what was the score, like 5-0 at one point or something like that?
Yeah, but you also got to remember there was that big delay that stopped the whole game. The thunder and lightning. So,
all I'm saying is all these guys, these so-called experts, I watch them on TV, and they talk about the best team in the league, and they say, oh, well, it's got to be the Seahawks or the 49ers, right? And they're both playing poor football, and the score is 5-0.
They play poor football, but the Seahawks did come back hard the second half, and they kicked their ass of the 49ers. They kicked the 49ers' ass. So, you know, I think the two best teams in football, obviously, are the Broncos, and I think the Seahawks are a very close second.
And that could be a Super Bowl. Yeah. Is that your official Super Bowl
no,
studs and bust pick?
No, it's not Super Bowl. Because the Super Bowl, I always feel like, you know, it's never the teams that are kicking ass all season. They lose momentum in the playoffs, and it's always some random team, I feel like. Like, come on, the Ravens, they weren't kicking ass all season, were they? No.
And the year before that was the Giants,
yeah,
which were 9-7.
You get hot at the right time. Hey, I feel like the Bengals might be there, man. They're a good team.
The Bengals are going to play in the Super Bowl in my home state.
Would you think the Giants were going to play in a Super Bowl that year? Did you think the Falcons at some point last year, when they lost Ray Lewis and a couple other key players, they were going to...
The Falcons lost Ray Lewis?
No, not the Falcons. Excuse me. Sorry, guys.
The Ravens, dog.
The Ravens. Falcons got close. But you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, the teams that get in the Super Bowl a lot of times aren't the teams that are hot.
They get hot, like, week 15. And
yeah, you get hot later on. And the Bengals are a team I could see getting hot. They're a young team. And you can never count out Aaron Rodgers either. So you never know.
All right. Well, speaking of the Seahawks, that's our next game we're going to touch on. Jaguars at the Seahawks. What do we go with here? I think that's pretty much a blowout. And if you have a Seahawk, you're starting him. Because not only are they playing the Jaguars, they're playing at home.
Yeah.
So, I think all your Jaguars, this guy, that guy, all the guys are getting started.
Yeah, who do Jaguars even have besides Maurice Jones-Drew to do anything?
I don't know. We won't even talk about them. They're not even fantasy relevant.
Yeah.
Anyways, 8:30, Sunday Night Football, Chicago Bears at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers look like shit, by the way. Complete shit.
Yeah.
They look as bad as the Giants do, and there's the two teams that never look this bad, and they both look like garbage, but the Steelers look like shit, too. So.
And they're two teams that right now both are not running the football.
Exactly. You need to run the football. Two teams known for running the football are not running the football, and they play shit.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right. So let's talk about Chicago Bears. Martellus Bennett. Brandon Marshall, who's got the bigger game?
Oof, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'll say Bennett, man. I'm not just doing it because he's hot right now, but teams are going to try to shut down Brandon Marshall no matter what. You pick your poison. You want to get beat by Brandon Marshall or you want to get beat by Martellus Bennett? You know what I mean?
That's true.
I think Marshall is going to be shut down. I see Polamalu over the top. You know, they're going to keep an eye on him. He's their big playmaker, you know. Bennett, yeah, he's been killing it, but, you know.
Jay Cutler or Roethlisberger?
I'm going to take Cutler all day.
Okay.
Roethlisberger does not look good. That offensive line, they lost when they lost Pouncey, you could tell they just lost everything. They can't stop sacks. They can't run the ball. So I would take Cutler because Cutler has been staying upright a little bit, and he does have a better running game, a better tight end, and better wide receivers.
Okay, and as I look at the Monday night matchup, I realize quickly that the Broncos are about to be 3-0. The Oakland Raiders at the Denver Broncos on Monday Night Football. Peyton Manning or Terrell Pryor? Who's got the bigger day?
Is this real?
Hey.
You couldn't think of anything else? You couldn't think which wide receiver on the Broncos?
What, man? What? It's a legit question. Is it really going to be Peyton?
It's going to be Peyton. We know that. It's going to be Peyton. I think Peyton will have the highest scoring of all the quarterbacks in the league that day. But,
hey,
yeah.
Pryor's doing all right.
No, Pryor is doing real well. But if you're going to, you know, just comparing apples and oranges, man.
All right.
Well, or bananas and dildos.
Bananas and dildos. Okay.
Two opposite things.
That's the name of our next podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
Use your imagination what it's about.
Peyton Manning all day. Is going to just be slinging a rock. He's going to do his thing. He's home. Terrell Pryor is going to put up some fantasy points. There's no doubt about it. He's going to. But it's going to be, a quick game. I think it'll be over by the first half and the Terrell Pryor get, you know.
No Sean Moreno and Demaryius Thomas. Who's got more points in this game?
No Sean did have a big game against the Giants.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say no, Sean, because there's the receivers that they have there. There's three receivers there. He's going to spread the ball around. Four receivers now if you count the tight end. because Thomas emerged as well.
This is true. I think this kid, Julius Thomas, is the real deal here.
So, I want to say no, Sean, because when he gets handed the ball, it's not like, you know, when Peyton's dropping back and looking who's open, they're handing him the ball and he's going. So, I'm going to go with no, Sean.
Okay. I mean, you're starting either one of them.
You're starting both of them.
You're starting all the Broncos, just like you're starting all the Seahawks this week. Both are playing very poor defenses and actually playing two teams that played each other last week. All right, so I guess I'll give you my upset of the week now, since you gave us yours.
Yes.
You said the Dolphins were going to take care of the Falcons.
They will.
And we all know Falcons are one of the premier teams in the NFL right now, so that would be quite the upset.
It would be.
I'm going to go a little crazier and say the Green Bay Packers are going to lose to the Cincinnati Bengals.
It's not too crazy.
It's crazy when you think about how Aaron Rodgers destroyed my life on Sunday, and a lot of other people's lives who had to play against him. But that would still be an upset.
It would
obviously
be.
Packers are heavily favored. I'm not sure, you know, I don't know what the number is or anything like that.
And then I think this is show that the Bengals are a legit team.
But the Bengals are home. They have a solid D. And I can see them giving Aaron Rodgers a little bit of trouble. Whenever a guy has a huge day like Aaron Rodgers just had, he never comes back and hits those same numbers back to back.
Yeah.
So he always comes down off that cloud. You know, fantasy owners always get a little upset because they think he's going to give you 35 points every week. Not the case.
Yeah, like me and Drew Brees this week, who gave me a solid 10 points against the Buccaneers.
Yeah, and that was another game that...
came down to the wire that...
And had delays. What the hell is going on with all
three delays so far
this season.
Jesus Christ.
Opening night, you should have known when there was a delay. There's going to be, you know, 18 more delays in the next 2 weeks.
Yep. Three delays.
I never see more delays and injuries this early into a season. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It really is. It's crazy. But, you know, it's football and the game must go on. So it's getting colder, so I don't think we have to worry about that much, lightning and...
This is true.
Maybe a few hurricanes will pop up. But
I don't want to think about that, Gary.
No, I'm just saying. You're talking about delays, and that could be something that could potentially delay a game.
Okay.
So.
You're right. All right, so there we go. We covered a lot of the matchups here, this guy or that guy. We also covered our pickups of the week earlier. Let's go with our version of the start and sit with a little segment we like to call play or pass.
Play or pass.
Okay, Gary. Here we go. Play or pass against the 49ers defense this week. Are you playing or are you passing on Andrew Luck?
I'm playing him.
You're playing him?
Yeah. Andrew Luck's a good quarterback. You know, 49ers defense is really good, but as we saw, you know, past few weeks, you can actually pass on him, you can run on him. So, you know, You can't be afraid to bench. I wouldn't bench Andrew Luck against him, though. He's good. He's too good, man.
Eli Manning against the Panthers D. You playing him, or are you passing and looking for something else?
Eli, even with all the interceptions, he is still almost thrown for 1,000 yards in 2 games. He's there for some reason. They can't run the ball, but they sure as hell can pass it. So I would play Eli.
So you're not worried about the turnovers right now?
Not worried about turnovers fantasy wise because he actually still produces the amount of yards that he puts up and he actually scores touchdowns. He still has, you know, produced 2 games with double digit numbers and multiple touchdowns. Granted, the interceptions do suck, but like I said, the amount of yardage he's doing and the fact they can't run, which basically lets us know that you're going to pass. And his receivers are catching the ball, so, you know, I play Eli.
Okay. Against the Steelers defense, Martellus Bennett, are you playing him this week or are you passing on him and grabbing a different tight end off the waiver wire?
No, I'm playing him.
You think you like what you've seen so far, we mentioned earlier?
I like what I see so far, and I still think, I don't think Steelers D is all that, man.
Okay, they definitely haven't looked it so far. And like we said earlier, Bennett is in our pickup, one of our pickups of the week. And
he looks legit.
We're trying to figure out how he's going to fare against the Steelers D. But like you said, the Steelers D is not looking too good anyways. So there you go. Let's see, playing or passing? Philip Rivers against the Titans D. Which hasn't looked that bad.
It hasn't looked that bad. And Philip Rivers has looked great. But then again, he's Phillip Rivers, and sometimes, like you said earlier, where a guy has a monster game where they come back to reality. I might pass on him because of the fact that he's down a wide receiver now. That will probably be the only reason why I'd pass, to be honest with you.
Disagreeing. I'm saying you play him. He's hot right now. He's number 4 rated quarterback in the ESPN Standard League. And maybe I just hope he does good because I'm probably starting him this week. I don't know.
Well, I hope he does good also. I mean, I'm picking up Malcolm Floyd. So I hope he does well. But I don't know. That's the question.
You're picking up Malcolm Floyd?
Yeah.
From where? The hospital?
Oh, Malcolm Floyd. Royal. Sorry. That's who got injured. Malcolm
Oh, okay.
Floyd. Royal. I'm picking up Royal.
I thought you were picking up Floyd's ass from the hospital for a minute.
No.
Okay.
And he will be mine because I have the number one priority because my team in this league has been getting their ass kicked by the Giants, unfortunately.
You suck.
You're not supposed to tell the listeners that. It's a fantasy football show. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Eh, it's all right. So, all right, moving on. Let's pick one of these games here, Gary. Throw one of these games at me. We'll do a player pass. Throw a dart at one of these games up here right now.
Buccaneers Patriots. Is this the day that Sudfield finally is
Zach Sudfield, tight end for the Patriots?
Because he hasn't done shit.
He was such a big name preseason. A lot of people sleepers list. And he hasn't done a damn thing, huh?
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't really see much emerging from him right now. I mean, he's shown me nothing, so I don't know.
Right.
Definitely passing on him. I wouldn't play him, so.
All right. I'm just saying, with the lack of receivers, that maybe this will be a game that he comes back. Because, you know, one thing that I did forget when I went earlier is that we forgot that Revis is most likely probably going to be on Edelman. So that's the reason why, you know, I brought this up, because I forgot that he's even on that team. But yeah, Revis will probably be on Edelman, so that's the reason why I asked.
Okay. Well, Revis football life was on tonight. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I did watch it, actually.
Did you enjoy that?
It's pretty good.
I like now, don't beard. You think...
beard's pretty cool.
Don't you think it's a little early for Darrell Revis to have a football life episode for him?
I think it is pretty early. I mean, granted, he did get an injury, but I mean, we didn't see one last year for Peterson, and Peterson probably had one of the best comebacks ever. So,
I'm going to let Revis finish, but Adrian Peterson had one of the best comebacks of all time.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
All time. Kanye West, Gary.
I know.
I don't know if you got the reference.
I got it.
Taylor Swift. You remember that episode?
I remember that episode.
Player pass, Taylor Swift. Are you playing with her or are you passing her to me?
I'm going to play with her, trick you, and act like I'm passing her to you, and then pass her back to me. So it'll be like, you know, a flea flicker.
Okay.
That's about it.
You're going to flea flick her bean?
I will flea flick her bean, 100%. She's starting this week.
Okay.
I think part of me knew the second I saw him that this would happen.
Anyways, enough of the weird Taylor Swift obsession for a hot minute by us. We'll do a couple more player passes for you. RG3, you playing him against the Lions if you have him?
I'm playing RG3 because in garbage time, as horrible as that team has looked in garbage time, he has put up decent numbers. So, you know, he's a garbage time quarterback the past two games, but he's still producing, so, you know, I'm going to start him.
He does have 19 and 22 points. He's got some turnovers, but he has been putting up the numbers. And, yeah, I guess he should continue to. Yeah, so there you go.
Over 600 yards in two games, plus 5 touchdowns.
These NFC East quarterbacks are putting up good numbers, but their teams are just, well, I mean, some of them, Dallas and Eagles have one win apiece. Giants and Redskins are 0-2.
I'll tell you, the common theme with all these NFC East teams is I don't think their defenses are as good. They're like, you know, Cowboys defense looked good week one, didn't look too good last week. Obviously, we know Eagles defense looks like garbage.
Cowboys defense looked good week one because the Giants handed them the ball, repeatedly.
Yeah. And you know, it goes back to what I'm saying. It's like none of these defenses look good, and I don't think that, you know, the Giants' lack of running game, RG3, and the Redskins, I think it's just a lack of him not being there and their defense not being as good. The Eagles just don't have a good defense. Cowboys, you know, good offense, but, you know, like they do always, they screw up in the end and they let someone else win. So, you know, none of these teams look too great. And that's why the NFC East is wide open, even with all these losses.
And because you just mentioned defenses, I think that's going to be our bet for this week, our second bet.
What? Which is what?
That because we didn't have a show last week, so we're going to make two bets. Give me your highest scoring week 3 defense.
Seattle Seahawks.
You think they're going to score the most at any defense this week?
Yeah, they're playing the Jaguars. And first off, who are the Jaguars passing to? Pick. Who is the Jaguars quarterback this week? Fumbles, sacks. Maurice Jones-Drew hasn't proven anything. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Broncos, D.
Broncos? Okay.
Against the Raiders. I think the Raiders will make a lot of mistakes. I think Pryor's still going to have a good game, but...
I think McFadden and Pryor will have a real good game. But that's why it's a bet, and I think the Seahawks are just... They're going to, you know, do a lot more. Special teams, defense, you know, they're better all around.
All right. Sounds good with that. So we gave you a lot of pickups, people to grab off your waiver wire this week. We told you who to play. We told you who not to play. We, you know, gave you the names of who's going to do well on each team. And I think that's about it for week 3. Gary, what do you think? We got to wait and see come Thursday night now when the week 3 officially starts.
Yeah, we have a good show and, you know, week 3.
Chiefs and Eagles on a Thursday night.
I'm looking forward to that game. Andy Reid returns home, eats a cheesesteak, wins the game. That's my prediction with that one.
All right. So you're picking the Chiefs for that game, huh?
Yep, I'm definitely picking the Chiefs for that game.
You think the Chiefs are going to go 3-0?
Yeah, the one thing, I actually spoke to one of my friends last night on the phone, and he actually said what I said about a year ago. The one thing the Chiefs, there's a couple things Chiefs are lacking. A good coach and a decent quarterback. Otherwise, they were always, defense was always decent. Jamal Charles always ran the ball when he was supposed to and was really good. And Dwayne Bowe always got a lot of points. So like I said, all I needed was a decent quarterback and a decent coach. And they have them both now. They're 2-0. I think they're for real.
All right, so we'll see you on Thursday night, and we'll see you guys after the games, and hopefully you've taken what we've said here today and apply it. Go after your waiver wire while you can. Pick up some guys. Hopefully they'll help your team. And all right, we out this bitch until next week, until episode 4. That's it. My name is Rob.
I'm Gary.
My name is Kid Rock.
Peace.
Peace.
You suck, you jackass.